This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Oh, kids, are you awake yet?
Oh my God, what is that sound?
Oh, happens every year for us at this time.
Doesn't it?
It's our birthday show.
Yay!
Ah, 6 years in the making.
Morning, wow. Joysters. Morning, Dollface. Morning, Tim.
Isn't it exciting to be alive?
How are we going?
Who would have thought 6 years?
Certainly not me.
No.
Oh my God.
6 years.
Thank you, Stevie.
Well, we worked out it was over because we were doing two shows a week way back in the piece. If you remember that, we're doing Wednesday and Friday. Yeah,
if anyone actually was with us when we were doing two shows a week, could you drop us a line just so that we know you're still out there? Because I can barely remember those days.
I know, but we did. So we've probably done, I would say we're up to about 450 shows.
That's big effort.
It's pretty good.
Well done,
pretty
people.
Good.
Well done.
Thank you, Timothy. Well, you've been with us for the last three.
Yeah, that's
How
true.
How does that feel? Happy birthday.
Thanks very much. It feels wonderful.
Good, yes.
People get less when they get charged for certain crimes and have to do community service work.
I thoroughly believe Timothy did something in a past life to have had to endure us
There's
for three
no
years.
Doubt.
I know. Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Joining us for that. We've had some highs. We've had some lows. We've had some good times.
I think on radio we should talk less about the lows and probably talk up the highs.
Well, this morning what we're going to do, we're going to have a little flashback morning, actually.
Oh, my God.
We're going to rock out some flashback moments of some hot interviews that we've had over the course of 6 years.
We have indeed.
And, you know, we want to hear from you guys, too.
Such a cracking
journey.
We want
to hear from the Joyces. Let us know your thoughts. 0427JOY949, honourofjoy.org.au. Because some of you have been with us from the start.
Indeed.
Some of you have just latched on over the last couple of weeks.
And that's fine, too. Welcome.
Welcome.
I think the amazing thing is that none of us in this group have aged a day.
Ooh,
that's the beauty of radio.
Yeah. You can't tell. You'll notice that we stopped doing that Facebook Live.
Oh, yes.
Full on.
For a reason.
Full on.
The lighting in here is too bright.
We also have this morning at 7:20, we've got a very special announcement to make. Should mention this week was Logie Week. That was another big thing.
Before you kick off, this week wasn't Logie's week for some people.
Oh, because here we
This week was moving week.
Oh, hang on. Have we got time for this?
Your own little world, eh? Yeah.
Hey, so, no, I just need to share.
I'm going to get a cup of tea.
And for these people who have been with us for 6 years, you might have heard me talking about how many times I've moved.
Yeah, you've moved about 30 times in 6 years.
I'm so over moving, I can't tell you. Like, it makes me irate now. To the point, anyway, beautiful house. Home's beautiful, loving, living with my partner, Lucas. Hello, if you're listening. But we've had a few technical issues.
Oh, God. It's not hard for you.
Right? So first day, we don't care. We get in there, whatever.
I don't know how to turn on the kettle.
Can you listen to me, please?
Yeah, I am.
First day, we don't care. We're busy. And then, can't wait till we can sit down on the couch and watch telly. No, the aerial doesn't work in the place
of course
at all.
It doesn't. It never does.
And we've got no internet. Right, so the guy comes around to fix the TV. So I've missed the Logies. That's your link there. Thank you, everyone. Amazing segue. Missed that. Missed the footy. The guy comes around to fix the antenna the other day. No, I can't do it. And then I spent another 3 hours yesterday talking to the internet provider who shall remain nameless.
Now, hang on.
TPG. Annoying.
I'm pretty sure that from all of the, 20-odd moves, 30 moves that
you would have
done,
got this right by now.
You would know that you're not going to have internet for
it's
the first 6 weeks.
It's not everyone else's problem. It's yours.
You know this.
You're the problem.
Oh, it's my expectation level.
No, you just haven't learned from the other 25,000 times that you've done it.
Because it never goes well.
Life just keeps throwing this at you.
But you know what? I got myself so
it's
tense.
It's recurring because it's true. That's the way it is.
Yeah, no, but I just think it happens to me. Because I actually said that to Lucas last night. I go, I bet you there's people on the planet that this all just works. And he goes, I don't think there is.
No, it's not.
Now I feel better.
Do you know what? We don't have time. We actually now do not have time for the Logie segment. So anyway, let's go to a song. Thanks, Anna. That's great. Now, the Logies were on during the week. Now, can I say, they make me cringe all the time. Like, it is cringeworthy, like, stuff.
Can we start with something that wasn't cringeworthy?
Okay, let me say, okay, I'll start with Dave Hughes. Fantastic.
Oh, I see. I missed all that.
Oh, my God. His opener was so good. He roasted everyone in the room.
Right. If anyone at home's wondering why I'm not saying anything, because I don't know anything about this.
Well, you might want to keep out of the conversation. Pipe down. Okay. Pipe down and listen and we can teach you.
Okay, cool. Go. Anyway, I just felt left out.
Dave Hughes was amazing, right? When you're going to roast people, roast them well. He roasted them well. There was a couple of hiccups along the way that people didn't laugh, but he laughed at his own stuff, which was quite good.
Much more important.
Which is good.
But every interview he's done this week afterwards, people have gone, have you had phone calls from people?
Yeah. Like, I've heard, did he go too far?
Oh, he went far.
Good
idea. He went far, but it was funny stuff. And then there was, of course, it was Peter Hillier and the girl that was on.
Cat Stewart. I did see that bit.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, that was great.
Jacket Gate.
That was brilliant.
Yeah, it was really good.
And the next day, that girl.
Amber Sherlock.
Wore fuchsia, just like they did the next day on the news. It was brilliant.
That's quite good.
She actually responded quite well. The camera panned to her and she just smiled and went,
Now I'm going to give you a part of the Logies, which was, I found awkward. Okay, so Carl Stefanovic and Lisa were on the red carpet doing the red carpet interviews.
Right.
They have interviewed Koshy and Sam.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I saw that. That was a bit.
You could have cut the air with a knife. Koshy told them to go get stuffed at the end of it and didn't do it in a fun way.
He's terrible.
It was actually, and social media was on. Like, I had Facebook on at the same time, and Facebook's going, ooh, that's awkward. Ooh, that was harsh. Really bad.
Oh.
I didn't really see it, but I've seen snippets. Didn't they try and look like they were all best friends?
No. Well, see, Carl and Lisa were really nice to the other two, and the other two just didn't want to know them.
But the other two are really quite icky anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, on another note, good note, Casey Donovan was a highlight. What a great song.
She was...
Friend of Joy.
She's amazing.
She's really good.
She was brilliant. Mm.
Welcome back, Casey.
Casey, and then I'm going to give you one more thing, which was kind of I'm torn between I loved it and I hated it at the same time, which is Kerri-Anne Kennelly's award for lifetime whatever it was, whatever you call it.
I didn't know that.
Nice research you've done.
Husband,
whatever you call it.
Yeah.
but her husband had gone through all of those woes. I say woes. I don't think.
Fall off a horse or something? Anyway.
Research again. He's not in a good state.
But CAC. CAC came out.
This is my segment. I didn't watch it.
Can you shut up and let us finish?
He's laughing at me.
So CAC comes out and I didn't even recognise her.
She looks nice.
Okay, she's had a lot of work done.
Yes.
Like heaps of work done. And it started off pretty good and I was really excited about her winning it. But God, that thing went forever. Mm. Like that was the longest speech ever. Ever on the history, or even longer than Anna's segment.
Even longer than this segment, which is thrilling me.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear.
I'm going to cry.
Oh, dear. It's not quite 7:20.
Well, we're trying to drag it out. Hang on. We'll go down in a minute.
Okay.
We did say to the people 7:20. Hang on.
A life that's full.
Frank.
What a way to pass the time.
And every highway and more.
Oh, dear.
Much more than this.
Yes, indeed.
I did it my
It's going to kick off then. We've got another 20 seconds.
Regret.
Really?
Yeah. I don't have any.
I've got heaps.
No, I don't have any.
But then again, too few to mention.
I'm sure the people are busily putting it together.
Are they putting it together? Text us while we've got this going on.
It's very dramatic, but I love a bit of drama.
Do you know what's going on, people?
I think they probably do.
Hang on, another 10 seconds.
I plan. Each charted course.
We should plan the show.
I remember in 2012 that day we planned it.
That was a good show.
That show.
That was good.
Show. Good show.
More than this, I did it my
Yes, we did.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have news for all of you. Oh, hang on.
Oh, God, this is big. We must...
Don't talk now.
It was big. I'll let it run. More than
I could choose. Oh, it's very dramatic. But through it all. Oh, dollface. When there was dark. Oh, Timothy.
Not Tim.
Oh, choices.
It's been fun.
I feel a song coming on. Don't worry, I won't ruin it by singing. And I stood tall. And he did it our way. That's right. I had to sing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special announcement to make, and I think that pretty much summed it all up.
Dean bought a new car. No.
And moved home again.
Yay! And still no internet.
After six years, we have decided that we're hanging up our little headphones.
We are. We are indeed.
Not today.
No. So that was very big build up for not today.
Yeah, not today. It's not the last show today, but we just thought we owe it to our joysters actually to give them the heads up on this.
Because you're our family, so we wanted to let you know.
And it's been a awesome 6 years. It doesn't feel like 6 years. It feels like it's flown by, but...
It does indeed. It's weird.
But times change and things happen and we've decided that, you know, we've actually, in a couple of weeks' time, we have what is predominantly the biggest day of joy for the year, which is Radiothon and Dollar for Dollar.
Yeah. With Gary and Jeffrey.
And they've asked to do it on our show again, and we're going to make that our last show of the year.
So it's in 3 weeks' time.
Our last show.
So, yeah, we're very excited.
Last show forever, actually.
That's our last show forever, ladies and gentlemen.
I know, which is kind of sad.
I know there'll be some people out there that are thrilled at that news. And to you, I say, okay, fair enough, you won. to those who are sad, we are sad too. Yeah. More nostalgic than anything. It's been a great run.
It has been an awesome run, actually. Yeah. And we've had so much fun. Like, we've done so many funny... Like, I hope you guys have enjoyed it because we've loved it.
We think we're funny.
We think we're funny. And with all the little, we should say, well, you said call them interviews, but they're not. They're skits. Just in case you didn't realise
that
Julia Gillard things were not real and whatever.
Just a little insight into that for ladies and gentlemen, because we get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and come in. Generally, Dean would just hand me a piece of paper as we got out of the car and go, hey, how do you feel about Julia Gillard? Right, there you go.
Nicki Minaj.
Just do it now. Like, so if you ever doubt it, and I know some good friends were like, oh, I love it when Anna Murphy does the voice and it doesn't actually sound like the person. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I get no rehearsal time, so thank you.
Melania's great accent.
It's so spot on.
And I'd have things come in the morning and go, hey, can you do Black Caviar? She goes, what do I sound like a horse?
What does Black Caviar sound like?
So there's all that kind of stuff. So we didn't sort of decide this lightly because we do love coming in and we love doing it.
And we love all of you listening, absolutely.
But we just found it was the time.
It was getting a little harder.
Get on a bit of a higher life, gets busy. And it is hard to, you know, dedicate. I mean, it's one morning a week. It feels like one morning a week, but it's a lot of preparation, a lot of time and stuff.
A lot of time and investment.
And we know there's a floodgate of 1,000 million, you know, fresh face people that
young,
want to jump on and throw out their hormones.
We're still awake at 4 o'clock in the morning, so why not come in? No, joke.
Yeah, but we'd love to hear from you guys this morning too. If you've, you know, hopefully you've enjoyed the show and whatever. But that's we've still got a couple more weeks,
and you can participate.
Not necessarily the end. It's the end of our Friday morning shows, but we have been asked by people whether we'd still do some podcast stuff and whatever. Which, you know, we will. We'll throw ourselves out.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, we're kind of excited to see what the next thing is, but for now, the Friday mornings we're hanging up our little headphones. Yeah,
and Tony has just sent through a message. He said, it's more than sad. Thank you so much for your devotion to guys and us listeners. Whatever that means.
No, that wasn't you, Tony. That was me reading.
I'm sorry. After all this time, my dyslexia has really kicked in. So gone haywire this morning.
He said, try that again. Got your devotion to joy and us listeners.
So it wasn't my dyslexia. Okay.
And we are going to remain a part of the Joy family, of course. We love everyone here. We've had a great time. It's just, Friday mornings.
And it's a rocking little station, and it's got such passion and such heart. And really important that the station keeps alive, and you know, we keep doing what we do here at Joy, but it's just time for us to just hang up those little headphones for a bit.
You know? As it says with the really tired voice.
Tired. But we're going to go out with a bang.
And we're going to have a fun few weeks.
Next few weeks are going to be awesome. So please join us. Feel free to join us on the show. Send messages, whatever you want to do.
Come and don't to the studio. Why did you do that?
Also,
dollar for dollar, don't forget, save your bickies for that one, because we want to not
May
only
19th.
Do we want to finish that day, but we want to literally finish with Anna's phone going off. We do want to finish. Sorry. We want to finish the day and the show and our time here at Joy on Fridays with raising the most amount of money that we can in that hour that's ever been raised on the station.
That's
really
our
important.
Mission. So
that's our mission. We have had so many messages come through this morning since we made the announcement that we're hanging up our little headphones here at Murphy's Law.
We are indeed.
Which has been great.
3 or 4 weeks' time.
There's a couple more. Dee, who's on air here, she sent through a message.
What? I love you guys. You're hanging up your headphones? I always love waking up to use.
Use.
Let's catch up soon. P.S. Did I leave my grey notebook in Studio 3? Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
And this one came through from someone, which is lovely. This is lovely.
Yeah, it says, Team Murphy, number one, happy 6th birthday show. And number two, sad to hear you guys are finishing. I've not long got onto listening to Joy. You guys were the fave show for me. Wishing you all the best for your future endeavours.
Well, thank you very much. It's really lovely. And if you want to send messages through 0427JOY949, honoradjoy.org.au. But the problem here is I'm finding we've had so many people send through messages of support and kind stuff.
So now Dean Murphy doesn't want to go.
No, I actually feel like we need to be forced out the door a little bit.
Right, okay.
So what we've decided to do, we have to give away this voucher's worth $50 from the Pancake Parlour. What we decided we wanted you to do is actually give us tough love. Just tell us in your best abusive tone that we need to go, all right?
Because we're going anyway, but, you know.
Just
like,
to balance this whole message thing
up,
all right?
Feeling a little bit.
Because there's so many good ones coming through, but we need some nasty ones to make sure that we've done the right thing and that we need to leave. So if you want to send through your hard, tough love.
Oh, there's just, you can hear just, a flutter of people running to
the tough them. Love. Get on your phones now, 0427JOY949. Tell us in your most abusive voice that you want us to go. See you later. And you've got this Pancake Parlour voucher up for grabs. Do it now. 0427JOY949, honoradjoy.org.au. We announced earlier on we're hanging up the headphones, and we've had so many messages in, which is lovely because it's the first time in a while we've actually realised we've got an audience. but really, really, really kind messages. So much so we were contemplating whether we'd done the right thing. But we're going to balance this whole thing out. We've decided we've got a $50 Pancake Parlour voucher to give away. What we want you to do is give us tough love. Send us out the door in your most abusive tone that you can send us and creative. Let us know how much you want us to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? That's how you do it. 0427JOY949.
And this way you can be honest, but we'll think you're joking.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win for us.
It's a win-win. Conrad said, F off. Okay, lovely, thank you. Oh, this one came through from Angela.
Angela says, "Guys, it is time to get a life. Really? 6 years? Don't you have anything better to do?" Thank you.
Benny sent through a nice one. Not part of the game, but lovely.
Morning, Anna and Dean. Waking up with Anna and Dean is warmly funny and a great start to the day. We'll be there for dollar show. Thank you for 6 wonderful years. Thank you, Betty.
You're lovely. We love you.
This one from Tony. Gloves are off, mate. Well, just think, Anna, how much reality TV you can watch while parking your fat ass on the couch. And you, Dean Murphy, well, I'm glad to see you going so we can finally get someone with some talent to entertain us. And then he backs it up with, and I might as well come clean, Paul, the listener that has a go at Anna for her reality TV watching, it was really me, Tony.
Oh, Tony, you are nasty. And then there was a nice one that came through.
And then another nice. It said, by far the best Friday morning radio show. There's nothing better than being woken up to your show.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you, guys. Nicole from Nutterwadding
said, it's time to leave, folks. Our ears are bleeding.
That's harsh. Oh, I love this one.
This one, without a name, of course, says, I heard your replacement is a MyMac. Finally, something more entertaining than your drivel.
I love it.
And this one says, no, I will not push you out the door. I'll lock the bloody door and feed you pancakes till you're both so fat you can't leave. Oh, seriously, you guys have started my favourite day of the week for so long. I just can't imagine it not happening anymore. Thanks for all your hard work and fun, Nurse James.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you, Nurse James. This one came through from Neil. It said, thank God, peace and quiet. only joking, folks, in brackets. And this one said, Colin said, see ya, losers.
See ya.
See ya. Yeah. Keep them coming through if you want to.
You imagine that all of the Joy volunteers will probably come in the last day and do that. See ya, you losers. We'll be like, oh, God, we gave up so much time.
Like, what are you hanging on to? Where did you go? Well,
hang on, everyone's just going to line up. There'll be a queue out the
Phil.
Door.
This is a
See
happy show.
You losers.
This is a happy show. Can you just shut up?
Sorry.
Can you shut up? Just stop talking.
Oh, dear.
Now, it is time for something that we love here. We love this part of the show. It's Last Man Standing.
We haven't done it for a few weeks.
Last Man Standing.
I love it, but I hate the fact that I'm just really bad at it. But anyway, let's go.
Does you're anyone have any idea as to a score? Where are we at?
Here we go. Dan, I'll just make it up.
I know I'm winning the 6-4.
Okay, great. So let's start with you then.
Great. 6-4. If we don't remember,
look,
shouldn't
you
we just
start
handed
again? It over. Oh, we could. Okay, zero all.
We've got three shows left.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so zero.
We've got three shows left or four. I don't know.
Three. After today, we've got three.
Three shows.
Okay, so who would like to kick us off, Dean?
Ladies first.
Oh, I go first. Okay, yeah, great. Okay, cool.
Okay, right. Good.
Oh, yeah, I hate the show.
Be the game.
I'm so excited.
Be the game. Clear your mind.
Okay. Yes. So today's topic is food you would find at a six-year-old's birthday party.
Fairy bread.
Potato chips.
Party pies.
Party sausage rolls.
Quiche.
Footy franks.
Pancakes.
Ice cream.
Lolly bags.
Chalk wedges.
Petal pops.
No, I just...
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, look
Thank
at you,
you
off
look at me.
In the lead. Oh. One zip.
Oh, it's not hard. You've got stepchildren. That's all I'm going to say.
He's bitter Bertha.
How'd you win it?
Bitter Bertha.
I'm glad this show's over. Glad that's the end of Murphy's Law.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.